We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And we're presented by the Chavin Luhana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. It's a Mulsey Monday on the PM team. That means I make the rules. I'm the boss. Andrew Filippone currently convalescing with 6 gallons of Pedialyte at his house. And hasn't
blue really, raspberry.
I still can't. Does it taste good? I got to go right to there. Does it actually still taste good now?
It tastes like if you mixed Gatorade or Powerade with, like, remember those plastic barrels of drink that we had as kids where you would, like, open?
Yes. Oh, God. The Huggies?
The Huggies, if you combined Huggies and Powerade and shook it up, that's what it tastes like.
Well, I hated Huggies, though, because they were too sugary.
Right.
So I guess you're saying it's a happy medium between these two things.
It's just a sweeter tasting Gatorade.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How do you feel? You feel like it's working here?
I'm restless. I'm jumping around here.
Too much sugar. So you're like
probably
a kid.
Probably. Yeah.
Interesting little note here. We know the Steelers, Pony, have been one of the most vaccinated teams in the NFL. All the reports suggesting, I think it's now upwards of like 85 to 90% of the roster of their players are vaccinated. We know that they have to have all their tier one staff vaccinated. A couple teams lost assistant coaches because the Vikings, namely Rick Dennison, was one who didn't want to get vaccinated, so he's done up there. The Steelers are also having unvaccinated players. I didn't see this explored in any other detail other than they're doing this to identify who they are, wear these fluorescent yellow wristbands during practice. And if this were one of those, like, fifth centers on the roster, I would shrug my shoulders and say, okay, whatever. Najee Harris, however, spotted wearing one of these. And just, you know, for my own sake here, I don't know how you feel about this. I would just rather him have that wristband taken off sooner rather than later because he is of huge importance to them this season. Like, very selfishly here, if that guy ends up missing time because of this, and it would be because he didn't get vaccinated, I would be pulling what little hair I have out of my head.
I think the NFL wants to impose draconian measures on players who don't get the vaccine, even if they don't really have maybe all the science to back it up. Because I think that they just want to, I think they want the appearance of doing everything they can as an organization, as a business, to avoid players.
Well, they don't want to lose their money
for this.
Yeah, they don't want to lose. They're concerned with money. I think it's interesting that the Steelers are doing this because I don't know how many other teams.
Well, I would want to ask, and Mike Tomlin probably wouldn't give a thorough enough answer because he's probably been told by Art Rooney and others what he can and cannot say, and it's probably less is more. But what is the function or what is the purpose of identifying unvaccinated players while they're out on a practice field? Is it because they don't want fraternization?
Yeah, that's what's strange to me, and I can tell you for a fact this was not broached this weekend with him because he talked for a little bit, and that never came
Tomlin
up.
Tomlin or Harris?
Tomlin. No, Harris has not been asked about it, but the whole idea of why are you wearing these wristbands literally never came up. I think Pro Football Talk ran with the tweet maybe yesterday morning, and people started to take notice of it.
Yep.
So that was a day after Tomlin was asked or met with the media. I just think it's interesting because whether or not, whatever their intention is for doing it, whatever the reason it is that they might have these guys delineated as such with these wristbands, I feel like this particular team, that particular coach, is one of the few places where guys would just sort of go along with that and you wouldn't hear much grousing about, you know, this is ridiculous, why are you singling me out? Because I think there's like an overall, it seems, level of respect for the way he handles his business as a coach among these guys. I would love to know from them, and we'll never know, like you said, what the actual purpose of it is other than to, what, be fodder for a headline?
Well, I do think that they're trying to put pressure on players to get the vaccine, and they're trying to come up with ways, whether it's the Steelers or the NFL, to do it. You know, they have the union's cooperation, but they clearly don't have the union so strongly on their side that they're making it mandatory for players the same way they've made it mandatory for front office people and coaches. So they're coming up with.
I mean,
different
this is like
ways.
A scarlet letter. It's a fluorescent wristband.
No doubt. It's
that
a way
Najee
of singling
Harris.
Them out.
Hey, Najee, you're the first round pick. Why don't you want to get this?
You brought up the Bills last hour. They've had Cole Beasley, who's been extremely outspoken about not wanting to get the virus, and other wide receivers have tweeted
the vaccine.
You know, passive aggressive. Yeah, the virus. The vaccine. Yes, that have tweeted passive aggressive. Copies of their vaccination cards, which let you know that there's some friction going on in the locker room there, that these guys are, you know, not in agreement on, you know, how to proceed and how to move forward. I think that, you know, as I look at this, I see the potential, given how Tomlin was, you know, so proud in sharing that his team was so vaccinated. I do see behind the scenes, behind closed doors, the potential, if this is something that Najee Harris doesn't want to do and he's adamant about it, I can see the potential for it creating some kind of strife and some kind of conflict between players. I don't think that that's out of the question, because
I almost think that they want that, though. I think the Steelers, I think in Mike Tomlin's mind, I mean, I don't think he wants his players brawling like they apparently were on the field Saturday. But I honestly believe that, if, especially since it's not Roethlisberger, because if he had been, you know, we know it seems like that he's good to go, because I haven't seen him wearing the wristband of you in any in any promotional pictures.
No, that would have been
the lead A1 everywhere. Story. That would have been crazy. I think the fact that it's a rookie, even though it's the most high-profile rookie in the class and somebody who's going to be under an immense amount of pressure for them, I almost think Mike Tomlin would welcome some of the guys on this roster, you know, needling Najee Harris, because he would file it under the idea of, you're a rookie, you haven't proven anything. If these guys want to give you a hard time and we're all saying this is what's best for business, I'm good with it. I honestly believe that that could be part of the strategy.
So do I. I think same thing that we've talked about before with the NFL's marijuana testing policy, and how for a long time, you know, it was really an antiquated thing that they did that disciplined players unreasonably, unnecessarily. It pretty much ended Martavis Bryant's NFL career for the most part, that he got into the random testing and couldn't get himself out of it.
Right.
But, you know, the idea was, you know, this is the workplace rule. You know, you run the risk. You can say it's stupid and backwards and outdated all you want, but the rule is the rule. I would say the same thing about the vaccine here, is that for whatever reason, you know, you can debate it all you want. You, me, your friends, your buddies, you can talk about it all you want. Regardless, the NFL has decided that they are going to hammer and come down hard on unvaccinated players, both in terms of testing, how they're quarantined, and most importantly, how the NFL deals with these guys when they test positive and they're unvaccinated. Going as far as to say, If you test positive and there's a bunch of unvaccinated players on your team that you're around, you know, you might have to forfeit a game for it. So what
I'm
saying is,
and those guys on both teams are going to absolutely despise you.
And everybody knows that now going into this season.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, now Najee Harris's decision, we talk all the time about how it's a personal decision, but now it's a professional decision. You know, it's a
and
personal
a team
deci-
one and a team one.
Right. So this is somebody, he's already number one on their depth chart at running back. He was a first-round pick. He's pretty much the messiah figure of their offense. He's going to come in here and he's going to make everything better, their line, their quarterback, the whole team. If he tests positive and misses a game, because of that.
Yep.
He's going to get crucified.
Yeah, if he tested
positive. He's courting that, Chris.
If he tested positive, it would be unlikely that they would have an outbreak just by the sheer percentage of players that they have vaccinated from all we've heard. So it would be more individualistic on his part. I do think you mentioned the marijuana stuff. I do think that was always meant to be more punitive to the players from a collective bargaining sense. And this one is very much the NFL trying to cover its ass and assets and not have any games because the players are the labor for, you know, are the product here, get canceled. I think something that's interesting about the whole dynamic here, since this has become such a divisive topic, vaccines themselves. Did you see the Michael Irvin, what his take on it all was? Like he was just rah-rah, get the vaccine, like telling Cowboys players, like, get this. Why are you know, you want to win a championship. This is what it's all about. I do think in some sort of weird way, applying like the football is the only thing that matters, football guy mentality to this might end up being remarkably effective for the NFL. It might take a while. It might take like hammering down on some players for a while, and some people might be uncomfortable with that. But putting it in those like macho terms of, are you going to let your teammates down? Are you going to let the city down and all that stuff? I think if that's the end game for the NFL, I think they've got a guy like Irvin on their side. You know what I mean? When Cole Beasley says one thing and Michael Irvin says the diametric opposite of that, whose voice is probably going to carry louder with like NFL fans? They're going to side with Michael Irvin.
Well, yeah, because he's got, you know,
he's got cachet. Cole Beasley can't hold his jock when it comes to being a wide receiver. He's one of the best ever.
You know, I think that the way that the NFL has spelled out this policy and the fact that they have, for the most part, the Players Association, you know, co-signing this, they wouldn't be able to rubber stamp it and push it out there if not for cooperation from the majority of the players, clearly not all of them. If I were put in a similar situation that basically said, if you are unvaccinated and you test positive, and because you're unvaccinated and you're around, say, Chris or Craig, okay, you guys aren't going to be allowed to come to work, and none of you are going to get paid. Okay, so Chris has been vaccinated, but he can't come to work now. He's not going to get paid. If I knew that I was running the risk of taking money out of everybody else's pocket, if I were 25, like before I knew this, I was against getting the vaccine. I was 25% for it, 75% against it.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that, I would flip and get it.
Well, I think that's a good point because this kind of pressure is going to work on all but like, I think honestly, the Beasleys of the world, because he seems to be the most vocal guy about it. Would you agree with that
the guys who I think can stick to their, you know, vaccine guns and say, I'm not going to do this and I'll deal with the consequences if I test positive or I'll take my ball and go home, are the guys that are in their 30s and they've made a lot of money and they don't necessarily need football anymore. We've seen guys retire younger because of concussion concerns, CTE, all that stuff.
But I feel like those guys, without knowing this for sure, I feel like those that, like, just described a Cam Hayward, wasn't he one of the people advocating, hey, go get this?
I'm saying if you, for whatever reason, you had come to the conclusion that the vaccine wasn't for you, you could actually step away and not play. If you had, you know, accumulated enough wealth and played for 8 or 9 years and figured, I don't really need this anymore.
But that's a narrow pool of players in the
NFL.
I agree.
You said coming in to start the segment, I think innocuously, I don't think you were trying to make a point, but you mentioned, you know, this Najee Harris is not the fourth or fifth center on the depth chart.
Yep.
In my opinion, anybody who is not like completely irreplaceable, imperative that he plays, we need this guy, he's one of our best players. Anybody that is not from that percentile of the NFL, I would think, would get the vaccine. Because you can't tell me, behind closed doors, when roster decisions are getting made, that coaches are not weighing
100%
as an availability
100%
factor. So if I were a guy...
But I think Najee Harris falls closer to that basket simply by virtue of the fact that he's a rookie than you would maybe think, given his apparent indispensability to them.
Sure. But you know what, though? My thing is, they have not treated him like there's no, and they've done this before with first-round picks, so it would not be a total breach of, you know, typical coach conduct from Tomlin.
Mm-hmm.
They have not at any point treated him like a rookie. They put him on a pedestal.
No, he's gotten the Shazier Pouncey treatment, for sure.
without even practicing.
Nope, I know.
They've acted like he was already one of their best players. So why would he feel like he needs to prove himself or he has to go through the rookie hazing process and all that? I bet that's not happening with him because the coaches have his back. The entire organization
are treating him like he's already a veteran. And he's one of the guys still wearing that yellow wristband. I just wonder what conversations are being had between he and Mike Tomlin about that, like, you know, behind closed doors off the record, if any.
Well, you know, it'll get awkward tomorrow because now that this report is out there and people have seen the pictures, Tomlin is going to get asked about it.
Yep. And I would presume he'll be unhappy about it, shockingly. But I can't wait to hear what he says. I know that much. Follow us on Twitter. At 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia in Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit him, ShorkeyKia.com. So coming up next, Rafe Itapoldo, beat writer for the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. He's going to talk to us about this exact subject, this Najee Harris, the yellow wristband, as well as some skirmishes, apparently, at the over the weekend. All other Steelers discussions we have with Rafe Itapoldo are coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.